And we're going to talk a little bit about why you get sued. But the bottom line is this: you don't care why you get sued. You just don't want it, do you? No, you don't. Okay? It's not a fun experience. But most doctors don't understand why they're there. Now, there are a few of you are there because of a lightning strike, the weirdest disease in the entire world, which none of us would ever pick up, which, of course, the plaintiff expert says, I make dozens of those diagnoses a week. You know, I see a lot of siderocrystic anemias. But I think what we're really talking about is those day-to-day things over which you have control and you can do something about. So let's talk about them for a minute. There is nothing in the world either good or bad, but thinking makes it so. Hamlet, that's right. You see, it doesn't matter what you think about it, it's what they think about it. Now, that's really a very important point because we live inside our own heads. What I want you to understand is you've been brainwashed, particularly those of you who are currently residents, into believing a bunch of things that aren't true. First of all the residents believe while they're going through their residency that they're God's gift to medicine, right? They think the death rate's going to go down when they get done. No, the death rate's constant, ladies and gentlemen, one per person. You don't change that at all. You do not change the death rate. Feel comfortable with this. And by the way, anybody here who thinks they're a great scientist, that's total crap. I mean, if you want to be a real scientist, you know, do particle physics or something like that. What we do has nothing to do with science. It's tangentially related to a science that separates us from the chiropractors, right? Right? Isn't that true? After all, why would you give a bunch of people money to rub your back? Now, I can understand giving them a bunch of money to rub my front. So we've got to ask, what business are we really in? That's a good question. What business are we really in? Let's illustrate this point for a second. Who here owns a cross pen? Stick your hand up. Did you buy it or was it a gift, sir?
Yeah.
Of course. No nerd would buy a cross pen. It has to be a gift because cross is in the gift business, not the pen business. You see this piece of crap that's got Hera's name on it? And it costs, you know, 4 cents a piece. If the patient touches it, you can throw it away. That's a pen. Okay. This is a Rolex watch. Go, ooh, ooh, good. My son's Casio keeps better time. The function of a Rolex is not to keep time. It's to show people you got so much money, you don't give a shit what time it is. I keep some nerds around to actually tell me the time. But you know, that damn thing is right at least twice a day. And that's all I need. See, the question of what business we are in is a very difficult question, and I think it goes to a fundamental issue in medicine. And I want you to listen to the fundamental issue. When you finish the shift that day, what do you want to have accomplished? Besides charge somebody, you know, for, you know, get $1,000 for the shift or whatever you get, what do you want to have accomplished during that period of time? It's a fundamental issue. Because if you think what you're going to do is save lives, you're stupid. I mean, maybe we prolong a few people for a few minutes. Maybe. But what we really are in is in the careful, reassuring, we're facilitators of care. And I will make this statement without fear of correction. Medicine is show business for ugly people. Okay? I watch this crowd coming in the door. All right? The group of friends doesn't have any worries here right now, okay? Okay, so medicine is show business for ugly people, but understand you're in show business. And the day that you don't understand that, again, you're stupid. You are being retained. You are the retained agent and servant of the patient to accomplish their ends, not yours. See, it's not about you. It's about them. They've come to see the show. And if you don't believe that they've come to see the show, you don't understand what's in their heads. What do I mean they've come to see the show? Now you've got a 2-year-old who was running at home and fell and hit their head. They got a knot right here. The kid's fine, okay? Kid's perfect. Mother's now typing that kid in. Could you examine the child right now? No. Wait till mother's in the room. Because you can't carry on the story about why we're not getting a skull x-ray until mother's seen the magic show. And the great thing about doing a neurological exam, which is my area of interest, is you can do things like this that they don't understand. Right? And you can twirl the reflex hammer. It's so nice. It's lovely. Really, it's lovely. And then once mother has seen the show, then you can tell her why you're not going to get a skull x-ray. Because she remembers 20 years ago when she hit her head, she got a skull x-ray. Now, you know, you're not going to win every one of those. But believe me, once they've seen the magic show, they know something very simple. And I want you to listen to this. No one cares how much you know until they think you care. No patient is impressed with those plaques hanging on my wall. They aren't even impressed with the plaque hanging in my arteries, okay? What they want to know is what you're going to do for them at that moment in time. Setting the mood. You and I are into the park and crawl theory of medicine. If they can actually crawl into the hospital, they might deserve some care, right? Do you ever see those signs outside doctors only parking that are near the door? They shouldn't be near the door. No other business does that. See, you don't see a spot at Disney World near the entrance that says Mickey Mouse parking. Okay? Goofy parking. No, Goofy and Mickey park someplace else and they're brought in by a bus. The people who are sick, the patients deserve the close spots. The doctors are quite well, thank you. They don't need that. By the way, what are the odors and smells that greet people as they walk into our emergency department? They smell and they look like Greyhound bus depots. It's very interesting that we, as the most expensive business in the United States, we dwarf in payment anything that goes on in this town. You know, everybody always goes, ooh, and ah, and they glitter, and they walk through the Bellagio. Crap. My hospital each year runs more money than it costs to build the Bellagio. And you know what? It smells bad and looks bad. Bellagio smells and looks real nice. It's very interesting that housekeeping doesn't understand that you actually have to take a place that runs 24 hours a day and clean it about 6 or 8 times. Why? Because this isn't an office. You don't come around once a day. We're setting a tone for actually taking care of people's lives. And if you don't believe that people aren't impressed by what something looks like, smells like, and tastes like, you're wrong. All of the surveys, and the AMA has done excellent surveys on this, they can't comment on what a doctor's office looks like. Blood. Patients don't like blood. We spent 15 years telling them how bad blood was, right? AIDS, hepatitis, all that kind of stuff. They don't want to see blood around. Noise. They want it quieter. How many of you ever remember when we were kids, we'd go into the emergency department or we'd go into a hospital, they had pictures of a nurse who was wearing her cap in those days going, shh. Now these places sound like boiler factories and nobody ever has any privacy. You know, it's interesting that the place that should be the best at handling emergencies and panic situations is terrible. That's us. People panic. Well, you're the one who's not supposed to panic. That's why they came to you. By the way, paying attention to the details, if you want to see people who do that, when we train seriously in this, and I've sent probably 20 people to the Walt Disney Academy to take their management academy, doctors. Now, does Walt Disney know anything about medicine? No, but I turn my hospital over to them tomorrow because they actually know about moving people and keeping them happy and keeping them what? Entertained. And all of that's okay. Pay attention to the details of the place that you work in, because believe me, people who are sitting on a cot for 4 hours in a gown so thin that everybody can see through it, they got nothing better to do than watch the details. And by the way, they listen to everything that goes on.